Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
What's up, everybody? You know what it is, the MasterChef After Show. We got the chefs cooking for the military, somebody's challenge backfires, and two powerhouses are eliminated. All the feels. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Blame it on the goose getting loose. Then that is the truth. Why that been so
hard to finger gun this one?
Deuce, I know. Look, you gotta wait for it.
Loose. Blame it on the goose. Chuck the deuce. Cut that bit with flu.
There you go.
I'll rock a head bob.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay.
iTunes listeners, you're missing out on some good stuff.
This is from our host, Carlina. Who is this?
This is my brother.
That's her brother?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like your real brother?
Yeah.
Okay, not like brother.
You're my real brother. Yeah.
Okay.
Song about goose, so okay. I thought it was funny because there were several goose eggs laid throughout this episode.
This to me, by far, well, let's get these introductions in so we can break this all the way down. You know, it's your favorite Uncle Lim Gonzalez here. You know what it is. I have the pleasure of having the entire panel here yet again. And right next to me is the incomparable, the amazing Ashley Cheney.
Oh, I like the alliteration. Amazing Ashley. Hi, guys. Hey, what's up? Hey, I have some caffeine.
Caffeine in the house. I feel like I'm a little off center here. So joining us again, and she did this wonderful cheesecake that I'm still thinking about. Carlina's in the building.
Hey, guys. What's up? Ooh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. And, you know, he's here. I think he lives here. I don't know. We can't get rid of him. But Frank Moran is in the place.
Yep. Uncle M, I'm here. And I don't know whether you're more excited or disappointed that our guest is not joining us this evening.
Well, hold on. Don't give up hope.
We'll see.
Give up hope.
Because I know we were going to ride you all day long.
You were. And I was ready. I have my notes, my comebacks. I wrote them down because I knew it was coming. Yes, I am prepared.
It's so funny.
All right. So, first of all, we're going to talk it all down. And, of course, you know, we had two. They're doing 2 hours. They're doing two episodes back to back until, I'm assuming, the end of the season. Mm-hmm. And so we had episode 14 and 15. And there was a lot that went down. What did you guys think just as a whole, just kind of clumping everything together? What did you think as a whole? I know you alluded to it being a crazy, like, two episodes. What did you guys think?
Okay, first of all, I love that they cooked for the airmen. Like, that was really sweet. And seeing everybody come in. Love Gordon for that. But I was really shocked by this first elimination in the first episode.
That was
crazy. That challenge. Listen. If you're going to, like, get in the fire ring, you better know what you're playing with.
Mm. Absolutely.
And that opponent she selected was not playing. So that's all I got to say about that one.
Word. Absolutely. What'd you think, Frank?
There's two fun episodes. It's always nice when MasterChef can surprise you with that. But there's always that level of MasterChef cheese.
Why do they have to be so extra? It's so ridiculous.
I want to be just a fly on the wall during the actual production of this, where, you know, they're trying to make us buy that Chef Ramsay flying that jet. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
No, you're not fooling anybody.
And you got Joe up in the tower giving out commands. Like, all right.
It's actually against FAA regulations.
Right.
So it's just those little bits that just... Sometimes I go, oh, what are you doing, MasterChef?
They're fulfilling their acting, like, dreams of, like, getting to... I always wanted to be in Top Gun.
Sure, absolutely.
So look at these shades on me. That's so hard for me to get through those first couple minutes.
Real quick, Steven, I sent you an email for our guest, if you could check that out. Boom. Absolutely.
We're trying so hard, y'all.
Yeah, we're going to have it. No, that was, like, my favorite and worst part all in one. When Chef Ramsay is like, oh, gosh, it's Gordon. Look at him. And he comes out, look at the sage, and he's like, look at me. And then, wait, but Joe and Arone, though, walking down in the airman suits, like.
Yes.
Y'all need to stop. But it was cool. I thought it was cool.
The synchronized sunglasses take off.
I just can't.
That was just, it was just a little too much on the corny side.
It was a lot too much.
I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be nice.
It was corny, but it was cool. Like, it was different. You know, you got to give them credit for something different.
For being different.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are your writer's rooms like? Do you just throw the most ridiculous, like, what did that have to do?
Right. How did that work?
Bless them. Bless them.
No, I mean, I think, yeah. All right.
Yes. Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Ladies and gentlemen, we promised that we'd have a guest tonight, and we even told you who it was, and she is here with us via Skype all the way from Texas. Taylor's in the building.
Hi, Taylor.
How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. This is exciting.
I know, right? Sorry for the complications in the beginning, but we made it happen. First off, I got to say, I mean, you...
He's getting a little choked up. Taylor,
I'm a little verklempt.
Actually already blushing.
I'm a little verklempt. Because, well, I mean, you've been, you know, literally no secret. I mean, they tease me all the time. Because you've been my favorite on this season, right? And I have my comebacks because I know they're going to, you know, get on me.
We're coming for you, hard, Frank.
This elimination... from the second episode, like, came out of nowhere for me. And I was like, yo, how does this happen? How do you eliminate Taylor? This is not fair. Like, especially on the challenge, because it was two of you, you know. So anyway, I want to kind of jump right in that because we don't want to keep you too long. But what was that like? Like, you know, you were working with Julia, and on the challenge where you were kind of put together. Jerome did a great job putting you guys together because he was trying to get people eliminated. But how what happened?
Oh, man, it's so funny because we're really watching it from a different perspective, right? Like, what really went on in there and how they cut it. It's just crazy what... just seeing how it's going to happen. But it really was like that in there. I mean, everything was just absolutely out of control. Everyone's yelling. Everyone's just like slipping and dropping things. And it's just crazy. I mean, it's truly, truly the most hectic and pressure, high pressure test of the entire competition for me. But Julie and I are really good friends. We were the closest on the show. So I was really happy. I was really happy to be partners with her. I trusted her. She's led every single team to a victory. So I was excited. I honestly, like, looking back, people are asking me, like, what would you have done in your challenge differently? And I wouldn't have done anything differently. I felt like I did my absolute best. And I think that feeling is the best feeling to have. Because you know how we all naturally would be like, well, I could have done this and I should have done this. I never got that feeling, really. I was like, wow, that truly, truly was my best. And I was shocked, too. So,
what a great attitude. Great way to look at it.
Now, the judges said, as they look back, they felt like Julia did about 85% of what showed up. Do you agree with that assessment?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I was so shocked. I mean, every single time we switched, you do everything that you possibly can. It's not like we're just sitting there twiddling our thumbs. Like there was something to do. And there was obviously a ton of things on that platter that we had to get done. And we had a plan, and Julia will back me up on that too. She was just like, that's so crazy. Like, I noticed she did say she kind of picked up the slack in there too, and I was like, well, that kind of sucks, but
what now? I don't know. I want to go back because, you know, obviously, as I mentioned before, Jerome is the one that got to pick the teams, and so according to him, he was trying to be strategic in picking the teams. Now, you just said that you guys were great friends. Why do you think he put you two together for this particular challenge?
You know what? To be honest with you guys, like there's all different things that go on in those interviews, and you may be directed to say one thing and then right away be directed to say another thing. I don't know. You just like, they try and pull things out to get all different views of the contestants and different, you know, possibilities. And I really don't think that Jerron truly, truly, truly didn't put us together. Cause he put us together to fail. I think he put us together to win.
Oh, really?
I believe that in my heart. I mean, we even talked. I specifically remember too after that show, just we were so happy that he did that. And we like appreciated it. We're like, he's got our back. Cause he is our friend and he's such a good guy too. So I don't know. I just think it was one of those things that just got unfortunately edited.
That's always my suspicion, Taylor. I'm always like, who was coaching who in those interviews? I'm suspicious of everything.
And we're like, man, no shame back
so,
there.
So, Taylor, as the chef expert on the panel, I want to know what on that Mediterranean platter tripped you up the most when you were cooking?
Oh my gosh, the falafel.
Okay.
Yeah, that falafel was...
Yeah.
Struggled a little bit there.
Yeah, so the whole... The actual challenge is we had all the ingredients there, but you didn't know what ingredients went with what. But we did know that everything that is there needs to be used, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I remember thinking at one point, and I think it showed us in the beginning, that I had all of these like nuts, all different kinds of nuts in the food processor. And I was like, I don't know where any of these nuts go, but the only thing I can think of is probably the falafel. But in retrospect, I know that a falafel is only chickpeas. Like, I can't believe how tripped up I got.
Mm.
So I just threw them all in there thinking they got them somewhere.
Like, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
It probably tasted all right. Like, that's probably an interesting flavor profile, though. No?
No.
I don't know. Listen, I'll try anything. I'll try it.
Taylor's like, nah, it didn't actually taste it. Yeah. Not good.
Yeah, it was not. It did not go right. And yeah, they ended up really just completely not 100% incorrect.
100%. Gordon also said when you guys were up, you know, being judged with your platter, he said specifically that he felt you panicked. Was that the panic moment, the nuts, nut gate? Or was there a different situation?
I feel like one thing about me, like, I really can't hide anything that's going on, like, in my body. Like, I'm clearly just kind of, like, frazzled a little bit. But I didn't really feel like I didn't have it together. I was like, we have a plan. And I know, and Julia's clearly leading us. And, like, she's telling me what to get done. Even though I'm flustered because I want to make sure, I never felt like I lost control. I knew everything would be done 100%. Whereas... And I've never not had anything done. How I get there is a different story and whether I freak out or whatever. But I've always shown up and shown something. Whereas, you know, like Shanika and Sam for that challenge, I don't know if they actually showed the platter, but they didn't have everything completed. And to me and to most of us, we thought that was a little bit more of a drawback because it was a challenge to complete it all, but you never really know what they're looking for the challenge. So,
well, you do speak of them because they were also kind of in the bottom two with you all, but the chicken was raw. And
yeah, I mean,
Chef Ramsey ate some of it. He's like, I just had some. And so now I fear for my life. On top of they argued the whole entire time, and Shanika said she did most of the work. And you're saying now stuff wasn't even finished. So I'm like you said, I'm curious as to what they're looking for because I felt like you guys still finished it, even though the falafel may not have been, you know, what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you have to look at the show as a whole too. I mean, Shanika brings a lot of character to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really sure where they're going with Sam, to be honest. Or maybe her story will be a little bit more developed in another way. I really don't know, but they also had some drama in between them and it's tough. It's tough to accept, you know, cause you're like, well, we did it. It may not have been perfect, but we did complete it. And it wasn't raw. So I think a lot of people were kind of shocked that maybe there's some other reason to pull them through this one, or maybe they just saw my time being done over, you know, my actual performance. So
I
again, really don't know what their story, they've got all these puzzle pieces and things that really they play into their decisions. So
sure.
Well, I know that Lem has been on a one-man mission to get you back on the show after the events of Wednesday night.
Stop.
Absolutely. Taylor, I want to ask you about the first episode, though, for when you're cooking for the airmen. You had to choose which captain you wanted to work for. What made you decide to choose Caesar instead of Emily?
Well, both of them, that was a tough one because, you know, I just really wasn't too thrilled about being on either one of them. I mean, I like Caesar as a person. Yes, I wasn't a huge fan as a competitor. He was just kind of, I mean, a few of them could get on the arrogant side and like kind of the know-it-all sides of things that I was kind of like, kind of rub me the wrong way. But
you're saying Caesar was a know-it-all or Emily was a know-it-all?
Both.
Both of them.
I can see that.
Emily, obviously.
Yeah.
Obvious.
But that was kind of like a. But from a person and someone who I respect, you know, I was like, hands down, Caesar, like, you know, I can work with him, but there were things that went down that they totally didn't show up there too. You know, I started to learn a little bit about what Caesar's opinion of me and my capabilities were in that challenge. And it was kind of disappointing too, but.
Like what? Tell us.
So, you know, all the team challenges, everyone, you know, has a little bit of time to kind of think of who goes to what. And I really didn't have a job. I really kind of had to make my own job in that particular challenge because he kind of like threw me to work with Julia and then like threw me to work with, you know, in the front or whatever. And I was like, you're not doing what's best for the team. Meaning like you can use me. I'm here to help the team to win. Right. And, but he just kind of like, he's over here flipping steaks and he's also making peach salsa and he's also, you know, doing this and that. And I'm like a whole human being right here that's like here to help. But again, you know, I don't know what his thoughts are on it too, but I was a little frustrated, but I, you know, putting that behind me and recognizing that, you know, this is a team challenge. I'm on this team. Let me just do what I can. You know, I just kind of jumped in on everything and saw where I needed to be. So, and we won. So that was really awesome I felt like so many things happened in this last episode and it was just really, really intense. And so it was nice to go out on a win first, right before I headed out too.
What would you, Taylor, what would you take from being on the show? Like, what did you get from your time there and kind of learning from, of course, your mentor that was there? What did you take from the show?
Oh, man. You know, I was so uncomfortable the whole time from beginning to end. I think all of us were. I mean, just being in a completely random place, no family, just it becomes kind of your bubble and you start to grasp onto things. Like, you know, people who resemble people at home, like Julia was a really close person of mine. So I tended to like kind of stay close to her and you just start to kind of build your life in this little bubble. Right. But, and Gordon, everything he said, I just held on very tight too. And I remember so many times him saying, it's okay. It's healthy to be uncomfortable and it's healthy to be under pressure. And that's all I kept in my head is, this is the only place that you grow. If you feel uncomfortable, then you're growing. And I knew that that's what I felt the whole time. So I knew that I was learning 100% of the time, new things about myself and new things about different people and being surrounded with, you know, 25 different people and different walks of life and just learning so much about my capabilities, what I can push through, what I can do. And what you're just capable of is really, really cool. And to just be proud of however far you get in your journey and that you really don't know what you don't know. If you just keep going and opening up doors, there's always something new and there's something always great and that you'll truly learn something worthwhile, whether it be in that industry or just in life itself. I mean, everything I learned can be well applied to everything and every day for me here now. So it was just the coolest, and I'm really excited, and I'm at peace. I won't be crying out for season 10, that's for sure. But but I had quite the journey, you know, from 2015 up to now, and looking back, I can't believe the 3 years of who I was and seeing myself walk out that door last night. And I was like, I felt really good about it. And that's what I ultimately was seeking, is a fulfillment of something that was really difficult for myself. And I reached it. And now I'm like, okay, on to the next challenge.
Right. Well,
I just want to have one last question, because I know for all of viewers, seeing Emily get eliminated was a big surprise, because I think a lot of people were expecting her to go much farther, even maybe be one of the final two or three. What was it like for everybody up in the balcony seeing Emily eliminated?
Mm-hmm. She crossed her hands.
Yeah. It was shocking, you know, honestly. And you can kind of see, I mean, even Ashley and Julia's face kind of said it all when her cake collapsed in there, because it was truly like very unlikely for that to happen. And we all knew, you know, Emily is a very fierce competitor, especially when it comes to baking. And the likeliness of her going home is pretty low, right? So it's just like, it's like crazy how it's really, it's not edited, and people will think that like, oh, they made that happen, or like that's rigged. And it's just like truest of reality of how like, wow, no, this really, it really happened that way. And it was shocking for all of us. But you know, I'm good friends with Shanika too. And it's just so different from the show, from what actually happened. But, I love so much how Shanika, like, she just came through, and she stayed calm through it, and she deserved, truly, she deserved to win. She won fair and square. You know, her cake was, it was the better cake altogether. And honestly, like, the way it just went down, I kind of felt like it was karma for Emily on how everything was very laid up in an arrogant, kind of entitled position way, unfortunately for her, that it just happened to unfold the other way. So
yeah, very shocking.
If you were in her shoes, Taylor, and you had to make that choice, would you have done the decision that Emily made, or would you have just, I'm going up to the balcony, let the other four just fend for themselves?
I've thought about that a lot, actually. And you know, it's hard because you also have the judges, the judges are talking to you too about like, oh, are you just going to be a coward and just save yourself? And like, they put like things like that in your head, and you're just like, well, you care so much about what your mentor thinks, and you don't want to come off that way. But then this is also a competition, and any chance you have to advance to the next round, you should take it. That would be the smart thing to do.
Sure.
You know, whether it just goes along with that pressure. There's all kinds of pressure, literal, you know, like actual heat in the kitchen. Like your contestants, the judges, the cameras, the timing, and then these little like nuggets that people are putting in your ear, whether it be the contestants or the judges, it's all part of the game, you know? And it's like, that's, I don't know if Emily was more on this, of the feeling of she really truly wanted to take Shanika down. Like, I felt like it was just like a lose-lose the way that she said it, you know? It was like, if she saved herself, everyone would have been like, oh my God, you're annoying.
Right.
But then if she didn't, you know, then this happened. So it's, you can look at it in any way. You know, people can come up with any kind of perspective and make a story from it. So
sure. But it happened the way it happened.
It did. And it was.
Yeah.
It was entertaining.
But I will say, Taylor, Lem's like a kid and Christmas morning. He's come down, seen this great big presents from Santa.
Yes.
Taylor, he's got a big smile on his face.
But his heart's a little broken. Did we hear that you are married and or maybe have some news, some big news?
Yeah, I'm not. I live with my boyfriend, though, so we've been together for a while. And, yeah, we just were able to announce to everyone that we're expecting in February.
Yay! Yay! Congratulations. Lem is silently weeping. But
I'm so happy. Anyway, enough of this shenanigans. Taylor, first of all, thank you so much for joining us. It is sad to see you go, that you're not going to be there, you know, in the end. But I appreciate, you know, everything that you did for the show. And hopefully we'll see you soon. And
Lem wants to come to Austin and get us food.
Fiona, let opening. Me know if you come to Austin. The best food and everything is here. So.
Boom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much
ask.
For having me. This was great. Absolutely. It's always fun to kind of give little behind the scenes things.
Sure. Absolutely.
It was great. Taylor.
When you say your goodbyes, because usually like for Emily, when it gets onto the final 10, whoever's getting eliminated, Chef Ramsay, go like, take a look up in the balcony.
Right.
Who do you think there is going to be the next Master Chef? And he didn't, at least for the edited version, he didn't ask you that question before you left. I was like, why don't we know how to, why can't we hear Taylor's opinion? Uh-huh. What's going on? Did he ask you that before you left?
Yeah, he did. Or actually, no, his question to me was, who's going to win it all?
Oh, who's going to win it all?
Okay.
Yeah.
Who'd you say?
I said Julia. I said my money's on Julia. I think that she's undervalued. I think people just don't know how good she is.
Word.
At least up to this point. So.
Word.
All right.
Well, thanks again, Taylor. We appreciate
it
so much.
Thank you, Taylor.
Have a good night. Yes, congratulations.
We'll
see you.
Bye.
All right. So, before we get into the rest of this breaking down this episode, you have something to talk about to our listeners.
I do, to all of our listeners and our viewers. We love you so much. And as you know, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There is just no network that works harder than we do to serve you television fans. But now we need your help. So we're asking that you please subscribe to one or more. We have a couple of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing to our YouTube channel, they will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. So if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They're totally optional. You don't have to click them. But make sure you do hit that subscribe button right now, wherever it is on your screen. Hit it right now. We're waiting. And make sure you let us know that you did and what you are enjoying watching here on this channel. And we'll thank you on air. We will. But for now, thank you so much for being the best fans out there and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk. We love you.
The best, yes. I want to go back to kind of where we ended with Taylor and the whole Emily situation, Emily and Shanika, because, and she made a great point because she said it was kind of a lose-lose because it's like, if she doesn't take the challenge and then goes up, then it's like, oh, okay, why would you be scared to bake? You're a good baker, da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But she takes the challenge, she looks arrogant and like extra confident. First of all, I'm glad she lost. Because not like that, because I felt like there was a level of arrogance with her throughout the season.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like she was superior. And she
was superior.
Well, okay. But you could also be humble. Mm-hmm. You could be humble.
But you don't have to be. You don't have to be.
Okay, but you could. And in her case, she was not called out Shanika. And Shanika whooped her. That's all I'm saying.
It was. Now listen, I am the biggest Emily fan. I'm clearly tooting her horn. I think she's an incredible, very skilled chef. But damn, Shanika served it up, and it was like awesome
loss.
To watch her. The girl was allergic to chocolate, and she was like, "Oh, you need me to cook a chocolate cake? I don't need to measure that ish."
Yeah.
She killed it. So like, you couldn't not be happy for her. And this is coming from someone who really loves Emily. So it was, I feel you on Shanika serving up some humble pie.
And I honestly think anybody else would have lost, hands down.
Oh, yeah,
anybody else should have challenged.
Oh,
yeah. Anybody else that was eligible for the challenge would have been dusted by Emily.
Like, if Emily would have saved herself and went to the balcony, I easily think it would have been Jaron going home in that challenge.
Jaron?
Yeah. Ashley and Shanika. Well, obviously, we saw what Shanika could do. And
sure.
Ashley is a great baker as well. Mm-hmm. So she pretty much saved Jaron's butt.
Jaron made that great peach bread pudding, though.
Did you see that cake, though?
Yeah.
That is tough.
Yes.
I mean, they pretty much like broke it down like on the show, like telling you guys, like, first of all, like the cooling, you have to, what Emily messed up on is she didn't let her cakes cool.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
Yeah. Her whipped cream mashed.
I see.
And then she tried to save it by putting in the freezer, but she didn't realize that the freezer was a blowing freezer, so it pushed her cake over and toppled. It wasn't like our typical freezer that just sits there.
There's a such thing as a blowing freezer?
Yeah.
It's a
Like blast cooler.
Oh, like a blast chiller?
Like
a, or
think of like mm-hmm. your AC.
Blast chiller.
Just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know what a blast chiller is. Okay. So it's that.
Yep.
And it was pushing the cake.
So that was like, if she wanted to save it, she would have done a better job probably turning up the temperature in the fridge and then putting it in there that way.
Like that.
That would have been the best way to save that. Wow. But I mean, she should just not been arrogant. I think she let her arrogance get to her and just waited till those cakes cooled, because then she would have had it in the bag.
I don't know if it was her arrogance that made her like move so quickly on the cake. I almost think it was like her nerves getting a little bit rattled, because she just saw Shanika back there like
just
not
chilling.
Yeah.
Not well, Shanika was like, honestly, like, you know, she's walking in, like she said, she compared them to David and Goliath. So she's like, Emily's got this. Let me just try. Like, I'm going home. Like, you know, let me just enjoy my last time baking in the MasterChef kitchen. That's literally how I saw it, you know?
So, do you think she, but you think she felt, obviously she knew that Emily was a better baker than her, but do you think she kind of looked at it as like,
that she was going home? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. The way she was baking, she was just like, you know what? I'm going to try. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do my best job. Mm-hmm. Like, she was just literally trying. Because, like me, I would probably do the same thing like Shanika if I knew I was going up against Emily. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try, but this girl's a boss.
Right.
That's like, I think Emily to baking would probably be like me to cheesecake. Like, if somebody came up to me, they'd be like, I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
Like, so it's just like. Right.
And I'm cooking the cheesecake. Like, I'm losing, basically. Or Frank, because, you know.
I'm a loser now.
No, seriously, like, you would have to think of it that way.
No, I mean, I get it. I'm just trying to, like, yeah. But I guess,
see,
too,
she could be humble, but she doesn't have to be.
She does.
It's not the same. It's definitely not the same.
There's a difference between being humble and nice, and she was a little bit mean to people.
She was.
I'm surprised Shanika picked to be on her team, though. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Over it's, Caesar, I understand.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, and I think over Caesar. I think it's the lesser of the two evils. Just like what Taylor was saying, is like she didn't want to be in either one, so you have to pick the lesser of the two. And that's why I feel like she went the way she went. However, I will say, going back to the whole Shanika situation, I feel like Shanika is very confident, though.
And, she is.
And I feel like, yes, I think, you know, you look on paper, it's like, okay, I'm supposed to lose. But I don't think she looked at it as like, well, I'm just going to do it. I feel like she did. I'm going to do my very, very best and see if it works.
Exactly.
Because I feel like if any at any point, if she felt defeated, she would have lost.
I totally agree.
She would have been done.
I don't think it is that she thought she was going to lose. I think it's that she thought, well, here comes Shanika's bet. Like, just to reiterate what you said. I mean, because I don't see her as like thinking that she was about to be beat. Like, what Lem said. He said it exactly best. Yeah.
Two different opinions.
Yeah. That's all good. It's
but
all good.
I didn't like Shanika's attitude towards Sam in the team.
Oh, she's an awful person. I want her gone. Yeah. I'm over Shanika. Leave.
Yeah, that was she did. She had this redeeming thing, and then she like goes back to the old Shanika.
Yeah.
Well, she's probably sick of being in every challenge. I mean, that girl has been challenged every single
if you were a chef on that show, would you not? I would want her gone. She's awful to work with.
I don't think she is awful to work with. No, I think she tells it like she is, like it is.
But if you're Master Chef, you're supposed to be able to run a team. There's no team that would want to work for Shanika. I would not want to work for Shanika.
We haven't seen her lead a team yet. She hasn't had the opportunity to lead a team. I think she's actually quite a good
team. Nobody would be on her team.
Well, I think she I think the thing with her, though, is she can be abrasive in her delivery. But I think that what she does say, and this has been commented on before, she makes good points. It's not like, because you have people on there that are just bullies and just and can't back it up.
Yeah.
Like, they're just bullies because they want to be right or they want things to go their way. And I feel like she gives.
A little bow-bow.
Yeah.
Kind of that way.
But I feel like she, whenever you say that.
He said, I don't like you. I lost it. I lost
that was hilarious.
That was so, I still don't like
that
you.
That was hilarious. Because he was being real.
He was like, so serious.
Even though, like, he was doing it in his way, he was super serious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was super, little pow pow. Like, he was super serious.
Isn't, like, him and Shanika like this? Like, they're always together.
I think so, probably.
Yeah, they're definitely.
There you go. That's the one person who would work for Shanika.
Is about Bowen.
Yep.
So I want to get into, before we cut, I want to get into predictions. But before that, how do you guys feel about how things are shaping up now? Like, who do you feel like, obviously we had two, you know, hefty chefs, especially, you know, looking at Emily gone. Who do you feel is the front runner now? Like, or is there a front runner? Is everybody on the same level playing field?
I feel like I haven't seen anybody that's kind of like dazzled us consistently.
What about Julia? Julia's been totally consistent.
It's tough to say with this team challenge. I mean, because it was, yeah. I mean, how much of it was her working with Taylor, but what they ended up with wasn't spectacular.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Pretty good.
I think I would see. I need to see another episode or two of some kind of consistency from somebody.
See from any. Yeah. I feel like looking at like the second episode when Jerron won.
Yeah.
I feel like Jerron is up there, like, because I mean, I'm just saying. We have eight chefs left.
I
felt. You feel like he got lucky.
I think he got a little.
You think with what he made? I mean, he literally. Yeah. I mean, he had to, okay. So that. Just to recap real quick, they had that mystery box challenge.
Yes.
And so I felt like what he made, because the top three was duck breast, peach bread pudding, and then lobster three ways.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So he beats duck breast and lobster.
Here's why.
Why?
Because he's staying in his lane. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows soul food and home cooking.
Right.
And that's what he was doing.
But he still beat out nine or eight other chefs. At that point.
Because he was doing what's true to him.
Okay, but what I'm saying, doesn't that make him, like, he's...
No, it doesn't make him a better chef because he can't cook in other lanes. Whereas, like, I think Julia could make something
okay. Equal. I didn't say he was at the top. I said he's creeping.
All right.
Creeping. Okay.
I'm going to go with Emily's predictions because she said Ashley or Farhan, and then we saw, like, how amazing they were as a team. I could work as a chef for either of them. They're fantastic people. But I would say Ashley, because she's stepped out of her lane. She's taken risk. She's not only, because Farhan's stuck with his little spices, his little spice dude. You know, he's probably going to have like a mom and pop shop or something like that, or a really fantastic restaurant. But Ashley is truly a master chef. Like, she knows her stuff. So right now my money's on Ashley, but I hope she doesn't pull like an Emily and accidentally gets herself eliminated. Hopefully not.
Yeah, when Aron said to Farhan's, like, gotta lose 86 thick coconut milk.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, right. Just like, usually ate too much.
If I'm getting that note, I'm like, all right, that is gone forever.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
Done. All right, well, let's get into predictions. Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
So I'm assuming that because they're doing, you know, two episodes, that there's going to be at least an elimination, you know, each episode, like we saw here. Mm-hmm. Who do you feel like are going to be the two people going home next week?
Oh, man, that's at least from the preview that we saw. I feel like Sam's in a good position, so I think she is safe. You know, as much as I like Jerron and his bread pudding, I mean, I could see him stumbling and falling, and like, hey, having a moment of glory and then sinking down to the bottom. So I could see him, you know, and I know Taylor speaks well of Julia, but I don't know. I have not seen it yet. Considering I'm not cooking alongside her, so
right.
For me, I'm like, I could see her go.
Okay. What about you?
I could see definitely Bowen probably going home. You know, it looks like the pressure's getting to him a little bit, and you know. I think, like, next week they're making, you know, turning trash into, like, home-cooked food. I don't even know if Bowen, like, knows about that. Like
doing that.
Yeah, exactly. And then the next one, honestly, it could be either Julia or Shanika or Jerron. I hope it's Shanika because she needs to leave.
Okay.
I'm on Team Shanika now that Emily's gone.
No! Team Shanika.
She had some bad moments. I like Shanika. She tells it like it is. So I think going home, I my DVR cut off before I saw the preview, so I'm going off of the past two episodes, so I could be wrong here, but I'm saying Samantha and Jerron. Those are my two picks for...
But would you be that excited about being with Shanika if you were, say we were Sam in this position, and just...
Ashley would cry if she was working with Shanika.
No, I mean, maybe.
Or you'd be like, you tell her like it is.
You
tell
her like it is.
It's all right.
But I think she, I mean, if this was real life and I wasn't a better chef, I would be like, tell me what to do, Shanika. And she would like tell me what to do, and I would love that. But if I were a more like trained chef, it might grate on me a little bit. But like I said, I mean, she's brought up valid points in every single time she has said something, and she's like adamant about it. She's like, I'm adamant about it because I'm right about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, so I actually would totally value her seemingly sage wisdom. So
She was wrong about the salmon, though, because they won that challenge with the pork.
But the, it was mad close.
It was really close. And yeah, it was pretty bad, though. Like, it could have been, I think the salmon, they would have won hands down.
I think if they had done the salmon,
they would have been a clear winner.
It's a grill for a reason. Yeah. I get, you got to use it.
Exactly. You grill the salmon.
Exactly. For me, I'm going to go with who I want to see go home. So,
Wow, what a bold, brave stand you're making.
I feel like Bowen. I feel like he's it's time for him. I feel like he obviously is a great chef. He does well, and that's why he's still there. But he does crack under pressure. And even though there's only going to be one winner, and it's just, it's not like you're trying to be part of a team or trying to run a restaurant, but because of these challenges, and they get, you know, obviously as it gets, the competition gets stiffer, I think he's going to crack under the pressure, and I think he's just not going to do well. So I think he's going to be the one, one of the ones going home. And then I'm going to have to go with, I think Caesar.
I think Caesar.
Caesar's, I feel like he's inconsistent. Mm-hmm. He's inconsistent. So if it's something playing to his strengths, yeah, he'll do well. But I think if it's not playing to his strengths, I think it's, he can get frazzled easily, and it's hard for him to adapt. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like for instance, going back to Shanika, I feel like she's going to, even though she may not, may rub people the wrong way, I feel like she's going to excel. Even if it's something that's difficult, she's going to find a way. Whereas I don't think Caesar can do that. But I think also Samantha, I think, she, you know, we saw like in this last episode, the pressure getting to her when they were doing the group. You know, obviously she's paired with Shanika, you know, the most outspoken of everyone there. But she just, you know, kept like, stop yelling at me and da 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 da. And, you know, and so she's just like, I didn't focus. So it was just difficult. And she's only 20 years old. Like, she's super young.
Yeah.
And so life. I think, yeah, I think life being young, that, I mean, it's just, it's hard. You know, you haven't lived enough life, so you crack under the pressure. So I don't know. But yeah, I feel like Bowen. I feel like if I'm going to pick two, Bowen and Samantha.
Okay. All right.
Boom. Those are my two. Mm.
Bowen and Samantha.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. It's been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. I want to shout out to Taylor for joining us.
Ooh, Taylor.
Appreciate her staying up for us. My name is Lim Gonzalez, and you can find me everywhere at The Poet Saint. And you can check out my website, stayonthemic.com, for everything I got going on. Ashley Chaney, where you at?
Guys, if you want to talk to me online about what you're watching on Netflix or what you're eating or cooking in your kitchen, find me online everywhere at Ashley on Camera. And let's talk there.
Hey guys, you guys can find me at Cooking with Carlina everywhere, but on Twitter at Cook with Carlina. I got some cool vegan recipes up, so check it out.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Happy Go Jackie, and then check it out. I'll put a photo up of the drawing that Lem made of he and Taylor.
It's really cute.
Yes, it's so adorable that he
does not exist.
Yep. It's right here.
It's right there. Check it out.
It does not exist.
So nice.
Anyway, till next week. And next week, ladies and gentlemen, Julie will be with us. So make sure you tune in. Till then, we'll see you. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.